Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today's program will be about relationships. Oh yes, relationships. And let me begin by reading something from my book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a very popular book. A lot of people have been helped by it. Here's the beginning of the first chapter. Relationships make the world go round. We love people and we hate them. We want to be around them and we want to get away from them. We can't live with them and we can't live without them. And nowhere is this more evident than when it comes to dating, courtship, long-term and short-term relationships, partners, and spouses. All of our relationships start off with excitement and dreams of living happily ever after. And yet a large percentage end up as a living hell. Many of us saw our parents arguing and fighting and we hated it. We were so sure that our relationship would be different. But once we got involved with someone for a while, sure enough, soon we were arguing. We were just like our parents. Something is wrong. If love turns into hatred, then it wasn't really love to start with. It proves that what most people think of as love is not really love at all. That's the very beginning of my book, called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Yes, it really is all about love, but you have to know what love is. Most people don't know what love is. Very few people know what love is. They have no idea what love is. And for that reason, things aren't working out. So let's get down to basics today. I want to get down to basics. First of all, this was a very popular article that I published. Became very popular. A lot of people read it. And I asked the question, what's the main cause of divorce? What's the main cause of divorce? Well, some people say this and some people say that. Some people say incompatibility. I like what Billy Graham had to say. When they asked Billy Graham about his over 50-year-long successful marriage, they asked him, why? How could it be so successful? What's the secret? He said, my wife and I are happily incompatible. All right, I like that answer. Well, then if it's not incompatibility, then what is it? What's the main cause of relationship breakups? I can tell you. I'd like for you to think about it and see if you can come up with the answer. I will tell you, but first let's continue with some another train of thought here. So who suffers? Children suffer. See, in the eyes of children, children are very close to God. There's a beautiful quote from Charles Dickens. You remember Charles Dickens? He wrote A Tale of Two Cities and A Christmas Carol and many other wonderful stories. He said, I love the little people. And he said, it is no small thing when they, who are so fresh from God, love us. You see, little children are close to God, and they see things and they know things. And when they see their parents arguing, when they see their mom resentful and unhappy and judgmental toward her husband, when they see dad quiet, saying nothing, angry underneath, they know something's wrong. Something is wrong, okay? And so In the eyes of a child, the parents should be like a prince and princess. A prince and a princess. It's the way parents are supposed to be. And father, as he grows older, is supposed to become very noble. Like the George Washington of the family, the Moses of the family, a man of wisdom and honor and long-suffering and patience and kindness and courage. That's what a father's supposed to be. And so, Father, if you are not that way, then somehow you're failing your family. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. I've been on the air now for, I think this is my 28th year I've been on the air. And I do this as a labor of love. What little I get from book sales and little donations, it doesn't come close to covering the costs of the airtime and internet and everything else. So I do this as a labor of love because, well, I discovered some secrets to life. I was very lucky. I'm blessed, actually. And so now I'm sharing what I discovered. It's that simple. What else could I do but share in love what I discovered? Now, earlier I asked the question, what's the main cause of divorce? Or the main cause of relationship breakups. What's the main cause? You know what it is? Resentment. That's the main cause, resentment. And I've been saying this now for almost 28 years, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's just as true now as when I first said it 28 years ago. It's resentment. Now, some of you are sitting up and listening because somehow you know that what I just said is true. You know yourself that when you're resentful, you know that when you're resentful, you're not at your best. In fact, you're at your worst. And you know that when you're resentful, you're negative. And you also know that when you're resentful, you're impatient. But now look carefully and see whether you resent your husband, whether you resent your partner, whether you resent your wife. See? And if you do, many of you do. Okay? Most of you do. And let's also throw in the word judgment. Some people say, well, I don't resent anybody. No, but you judge. See, you are so high and mighty on your throne. You are so high and mighty that you don't even have to resent anymore. It's just like, it's like pure hate, pure judgment, pure condemnation. See? Pure condemnation. And other people are easy to judge, especially your husband or men. Men are weak. And men look to women. See, a man ought to look to God. A man ought to stand on his own two feet, and you men know that. You know that when you reach out for support, especially from your wife, see, well, she'll give you support all right, but you can sense that it weakens you. See, you should be men are supposed to be the giver of love. You shouldn't need love, you give love. See, You oughtn't to need support. You ought to be there as support. See, you're supposed to be a tower of strength. Okay? That's what a man is supposed to be. With kindness, of course. See, the angry man is a weak man. The violent man is a weak man. The violent man is a wrong man. And I'm against any sort of violence. A man of courage and character. See, has no need for anger and violence. He has no need for it. See, he has principle, he has honor. And he has a twinkle in his eye. That's what I was going to get to. A twinkle in his eye. Okay? So he knows what's right. He stands for right. So you have to stand for something. What's the old expression? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything or fall for anything. I forget how the expression goes, but it's very good, actually. So you have to stand for something. You stand for what's right. And you set a good example. People look to you for answers and for strength, for calmness. And they respect you for that. That's what you need is respect. Don't try to be everybody's friend. Don't try to be a people pleaser. Respect. But in order to be respectable, you must be respectable. And to be respectable, you must be a man of impeccable virtue, but with a twinkle in your eye and a light touch and full of love and kindness. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Yes, indeed, love is what we need. So you have to find out what love is all about. Would you like to find out what love is all about? Then all you have to do is let go of resentment. That's the secret. That's one of the great secrets to life, is to let go of resentment and judgment. Because resentment blocks love, so you cannot love and hate at the same time. You cannot love and judge at the same time. So, if you could let go of resentment, love could enter. Love could enter. So, you are currently, undoubtedly, if you're like a lot of people, or if you're having relationship issues or communication problems with your kids, then first thing you need to look at is resentment and let it go. And if you can't let it go, well, then there's something wrong. You need a little attitude, as my teacher used to say, you need an attitude adjustment. That's what you need. You have to realize you're not the queen of the universe, or the king of the universe, or the king of the world, or queen of the world. See, and if the truth be known, see, if you let your hair down and were able to just admit, well, you're secretly kind of resentful. But there are reasons. I know. I know your father wasn't there for you. I know your boyfriends took advantage, and no one had love. I understand that. But what you have to see is that resenting them. See, what you have to see, look, you become shaped by, see, when you fall away from your center, when you fall away from the flow from within, then you become shaped by outside forces, okay? So boyfriends disappointed you. Your father wasn't there for you, and other people hurt you, or they were cruel, or they were mean, or they teased you, or they were gossiped about you, or they betrayed you. Okay, if they did, they did. That's reality. But if you resent them, if you hate them, then they are in charge of forging your character and your destiny. You don't want to put them in charge. See, the ones that betrayed you and hurt you and let you down and weren't there for you, you don't want them to be in charge of your character, in charge of your life, in charge of your destiny. So in order for them not to be in charge of shaping and molding you into a creature of resentment and bitterness and unhappiness, you must let go of their resentment. You see that no one had love for them either. See, no one was there for them. They were destroyed undoubtedly when they were little children, and someone did unto them what they did to you. So let it go. Let it go. Okay? I'd like to read you some more from my book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Here's the beginning of chapter 5. I'm not going to play the blame game. Okay? See, that's one thing I don't do. I'm not blaming people. I don't blame the husbands, the wives, the men, the ladies. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just pointing out error. See, because your errors. You know, I'm sure you've heard that resentment hurts you more than it hurts anyone else. Well, that's true. So I'm pointing it out so you stop hurting yourself. Okay? Now listen to this. Instead, I wish to focus on the two people involved, the two partners. Each of them and both of them can change their attitude and change the outcome for the better in a short time, perhaps days. How is it possible, you ask, that a husband or wife can change their life and perhaps their relationship for the better within a short amount of time, when the clergy, the counselors, the social workers, and thousands of experts and writers are failing to solve our individual and collective problems? When all these helpers and experts seem unable to solve family violence that is everywhere, and the increasing statistics of broken homes and unhappiness? After 3,000 years of recorded history, humankind has not been able to solve cruelty, emotional abuse, heartaches, suffering, pain, and hurt feelings. Okay? Now here it is. The reason why an individual person can do what all the experts and helpers can't seem to make happen is because the individual can change his or her attitude and acquire a new attitude of forgiveness, patience, and understanding. These wonderful attributes, forgiveness, patience, and understanding, come from within. They come from believing instead of doubting what you know in your heart, and they come from accepting instead of resenting, the gentle chastisement of conscience. A person can literally have a change of heart, start meditating, and within a few weeks you wouldn't even recognize them as being the same depressed, resentful, angry person they were before. We're always looking for someone else to do something for us when the answer is within. A heavenly order is waiting to unfold for the sincere seeker of truth and for the person who is willing to be more forgiving. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. I've been reading from my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. And I said that people can change very quickly, in a matter of days or even less. And it has to do with their attitude, an attitude of wanting to know the truth and a willingness to forgive. Wanting to know the truth and a willingness to forgive. So I think this would be a good time because this program is about relationships and this program is about improving, about getting better. Look, are you getting better or are you getting bitter? As you get older, are you becoming wiser, more patient, and more loving, and more understanding, or are you becoming more angry, more resentful, more bitter? See, you should be improving. So I say it's possible in a very short amount of time. And incidentally, that's why I made the meditation. I have this little meditation. It's just beautiful. Here's an easy way for me to explain to you what it is. You've heard of grounding or earthing? I know you've heard of earthing. That's the benefit that comes from like walking barefoot in the sand or leaning up against a great big tree or standing barefoot in the grass. You are earthing, okay? Well, my meditation is spiritual earthing or spiritual grounding. See, a lot of people are earthing themselves, well, that's very good. But are you spiritually grounded? It's very important to be spiritually grounded. And part of spiritually grounded, being spiritually grounded, is living in the present, not in the past, not reliving what people did to you or said to you or what you said to them, and not worrying about the future, and not planning and scheming and daydreaming, but being right in the present. Well, my meditation helps do that. And the reason why a lot of people have trouble living in the present, instead of being lost in the emotional soup, which is usually negative, of angers and fears and doubts and resentments and worries and so on, is because they don't know how to separate from thought. They don't know how to observe thought, and instead of being lost in thought, people are used to escaping into thought. So the meditation helps with that. I have a free version. It's 6 minutes long, and it's completely free. You really ought to go to SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and look for it, okay? But what I wanted to do is talk about what forgiveness is. Remember I said that the biggest reason for relationship failing is resentment. Well, maybe this will help. Forgiveness. A lot of people say, well, I don't know how to forgive. They don't want to forgive. They don't want to forgive because they don't know what forgiveness is. But you know what forgiveness is? It's letting go of resentment. Letting go of judgment, that's all it is. Because a lot of people have the wrong idea. Most people, in fact, have the wrong idea about what forgiveness is. They think forgiveness means you have to pretend nothing happened. It means that you have to like the other person. It means that you have to make up to them and be all emotional, so on and so forth. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Okay? If the other person was wrong, then you see that they're wrong. See, you discern that they're wrong. The difference between discerning and judging is take out the pinch of resentment. It's okay to see wrong. It's okay to see error. It's okay to see that someone was wrong or maybe they still are wrong. But as long as you're resentful, you can't see clearly whether they are still wrong or not. They may have changed, see. But the point is, never mind whether they changed or not. Forgiveness simply means letting go of resentment. See, you can forgive someone and never have anything to do with them again. You can shake the dust from your feet. If someone hurt you in the past, You can let go of the resentment. That's what it means. Let go of the resentment. And then you're free. You don't have to have anything to do with them. You don't have to pretend nothing happened. You don't have to pretend that you like them. See how simple it is? So the secret here is letting go of resentment. Letting go of resentment. That's the secret. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Remember what I read to you from my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage? A person can literally have a change of heart. Start meditating within a few weeks, you won't even recognize them as being the same depressed, resentful, angry person they were before. We're always looking for someone to do something for us when the answer is within. A heavenly order is waiting to unfold for the sincere seeker of truth and for the person who is willing to be more forgiving. I have a lot of resources for you. I have books and I have the free meditation. Please take advantage. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.